I generally don't even like donuts. I basically only like cider donuts, and my favorite are probably from Atkins. So, yeah.
Well, shoot me your address. I'll drop them off.
Oh, good. I love it. Delivery. Time for our Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Korman from CESA, the Local Hero folks, and Jen Adams and Rihanna Hooten from Atkins Farms Country Market. I don't want to play favorites, but I think I fell in love with the cider donut at Atkins Farms. And so when I was visiting family the other day, I was like, I wish I had time to swing by an Atkins to get some cider donuts and bring them to my family so they could taste what real donuts taste like. But that was not the case. However, that kind of stuff is great and perfect for Thanksgiving, which is coming right up. Jen, what are people coming to Atkins for in pandemic Thanksgiving that is really thrilling the customers?
I think people come here without the pandemic for their local turkeys and our fresh baked pies are two of the most popular things. We also do individual turkey dinners in the deli that are pretty popular this year. So that is definitely hyped up due to COVID, I believe.
Because maybe you thought you were going to have a huge family come over and now you're only going to have a few people so you could get individual turkey dinners then, right?
Exactly.
Do you need to get those in advance?
Yes. So those orders need to go through the deli, and they need to be placed by the 20th. That's the same deadline for turkeys, ordering turkeys from the butcher shop. Pies are first come, first serve. We fill the shelves. We make thousands of pies, 24 hours a day, the week of Thanksgiving.
Really?
What's the most popular pie? I'd be curious about that.
Apple pie is obviously a popular pie for Atkins because we're an apple farm, but I think apple and pumpkin are probably the top two this time of year.
I'm sure that things have been a little weird because of the pandemic, but grocery is one of the essential businesses, as I'm sure you know, and it's seeming more essential than ever over the course of the last, however long it's been, 8 months, I guess, now. What has changed at Atkins, Jen?
We certainly have seen an uptick in grocery curbside pickup and delivery orders. We've always done grocery deliveries for a handful of customers, elderly people that just don't get out anymore. But however, with COVID, more people are not willing to shop in store. So we have definitely seen an increase in that.
We've actually created a platform that folks can order their groceries on now too. So we have the whole store is listed so people can search through and see what items we have available. That's something that we were working on before the pandemic hit, but we were able to roll that out in July, was it?
It was July.
Yeah, so that's been nice and helpful.
Yeah, it's been amazing to hear from local businesses who have had to reinvent themselves in this way. I just talked to Liz, the owner of the Toy Box in Amherst, the toy store, not too far from Atkins Farm, having to put all the toys online so that people can go and buy those things online.
I'm always amazed that, you know, businesses that have been landmark businesses, when these tests come, like we're going to have the pandemic here for a bit longer, obviously, you're one of these businesses that's going to survive and thrive through this. Maybe you could share a little bit, like, what's the strength of Atkins that makes that possible?
I feel that because Atkins has been around since the 60s, that, you know, people trust us. They know that we're here. We've been here. We support local businesses, and they support us.
I mean, we've had a lot of challenges over the years. Nothing quite like this, for sure. But the ability to adapt and make changes in order to serve customers better has been something that we've always been good at, and this certainly is keeping us on our toes. Yeah, having people come together in the store and make decisions that need to be made in order to stay open and to get customers what they need in a timely manner, that's, you know, something that keeps us going.
I think that a lot of times when we're shopping in stores, we're a little bit narcissistic and selfish about our time and feel like we should be served. Or maybe I'm just talking about myself. But I would love to give a shout out to, like, the staff at a place like Atkins. Like, I'm sure you have staff that have been with you for years and years and years, and that's one core ingredient to being resilient.
Absolutely. We all came together throughout the pandemic. We had people that worked in some departments that weren't busy that we pulled over to pick groceries for curbside orders. Everybody was all hands on deck throughout the whole thick of the pandemic.
It was pretty amazing because the employees came together and it was just, there wasn't a question of who was doing what. They just, everyone kind of just picked up the pieces. Like if someone dropped something, someone was right behind them picking it back up kind of thing. I've never seen anyone work, a group of people work together so seamlessly.
It really touched me in the town that I live that our thrift shop, when they were trying to like honor the heroes, included grocery workers in their window display. I mean, nobody likes to admit that they feel heroic, but like to undertake something like this on behalf of the community when the whole rest of the world has to shut down and may need to shut down again, places like where you are at Atkins Farm need to stay open. Is there a sense of at least pride that goes with the ability to keep people safe and to change on a dime to make all of these things that people need available?
Absolutely. I definitely have a lot of pride. It made me feel really good to be able to help people who were afraid of going out and get their groceries to them and keep them fed and healthy throughout the pandemic. You know, it was hard on us. We were working long, hard hours, but it was so worth it. And so many people thanked us and were so appreciative of us being open and being here for them.
I'm wondering how it's gone for you as a, you know, retail food operation where a lot of the food you get is coming from our local farmers. And I'm curious through the pandemic and even to, you know, right here into Thanksgiving, how's that been going for you?
That's been going great. I personally feel that our relationship with the local farms and producers has strengthened during the pandemic. We're all here to support each other. It was definitely harder to get product from the big guys. The warehouses were running out of things, whereas the local suppliers, farms and producers, we were helping them by buying their product, which we always do, but it was more readily available from them.
Jen Adams and Rihanna Hooten from Atkins Farms Country Market. They can get a turkey for Thanksgiving from them. You got to do it by November 20th. They've got all sorts of pies. That's first come, first serve. Got wines there too. So, you know, you can one-stop shop for whatever kind of weird Thanksgiving you may end up experiencing in a pandemic year. And Phil Corman from CISA, who have all the goods on where you can get all the stuff locally for Thanksgiving and beyond at their website, buylocalfood.org.